nowhere else in the world, and there is only one place in the world we were thinking of for our geo quiz. We wanted you to locate the city of Solo, officially known as Surakarta. Well, it's in central Java in Indonesia. Solo is home to the Javanese gamelan tradition, but you don't need to visit Java to play the gamelan. Once a week, the Indonesian consulate in New York throws open its doors to amateur musicians. The world's Alex Galifant has today's global hit.
We'll get to the gamelan in a moment, but the evening at the consulate begins with food. Three women arrive bearing plastic bags filled with homemade spicy corn fritters. They introduce themselves, confusingly.
Sri. But she's also Sri.
Sri.
Three of us, the first name is the same.
All three called Sri? The most talkative, Sri, offers to clear things up.
This is my name, Sri Zainud, in the office, and this is home name.
And what's that name?
Honey.
Honey.
That's easy.
Okay, so let's use her home name. Honey is sweetness and light. This evening she's 50% smile, 50% giggles. She's come from her job at the Indonesian mission to the United Nations. Honey deals with the office correspondence. It's stressful, and that's where the gamelan comes in. Playing it is relaxing, and the music feels a bit like home.
For some reason, yes, yeah. Because it's very rare you listen this kind of music, you know. So that's why when you hear it, it's like, oh my God, we are home. And then we speak the same languages, Javanese, and it's just like home, yes.
This is a recording of gamelan music performed in Java. Now, if you haven't seen the instrument before, picture a small room filled with low-lying gongs, bells, and drums. All the small instruments together add up to a gamelan. And it's not played by one person, but a whole group of people. These evenings of gamelan at the Indonesian consulate were started by an American, Anne Stebinger. In the late 70s, she visited Indonesia, where her father had gone to work for an oil company. She was in college at the time, a music major, and decided to have a go at the instrument.
And I got hooked, and then I moved back to Java to study for 3 years.
Specifically gamelan?
Just Javanese gamelan, central Javanese gamelan, solo style.
As in Solo, the ancient capital of Java.
It's sort of like studying jazz in New York. I mean, you know, you go to Solo, that's where you go to study.
In 1983, Stebinger came back to the States. She visited the consulate hoping to find a part-time job.
I was in grad school, and I spoke some Indonesian, so I said, do you want to hire me? And they said, well, you probably wouldn't want to work here. We don't even pay minimum wage, to tell you the truth, but do you want to start up a gamelan?
It turned out that the consulate had its own instrument, a gamelan brought over from Indonesia for the New York World's Fair in 1964. It hadn't been played since. The gamelan gets a workout more or less every week now, by beginners, and here, by more proficient players. But these more skilled gamelan performers, they're mostly Americans, a fact that's not lost on Honey.
You know, it's embarrassing for us because, you know, we see foreigner knows better than us. So this is make us, you know, come on, we have to do it too. Yeah, it's very, very, you know, very proud to see them playing our music. And it's not an easy thing. It's not very, you know, it's very difficult.
So difficult that all the players need a teacher. For a while, Anne Stebinger ran the rehearsals. Now it's an Indonesian named Harjito, who's also an artist in residence at Wesleyan University. He remembers that the Indonesian players weren't too comfortable with Anne Stebinger, even though, as he says, she's a very good teacher. But being a good teacher wasn't the problem. The gamelan is a proud Indonesian instrument. Stebinger is an American teacher. The discomfort is a little embarrassing to Harjito.
It's kind of, you know, there's this kind of feeling that, you know, I don't know how to explain.
Getting Harjito to teach the class was a clever bit of diplomacy. Here's Honey.
We just, okay. So we just started. And it seems like everybody having fun. And it's a quick learner, I think. It's getting easier.
Anne Stebinger says the Indonesian beginners are catching up with the more proficient Americans.
They're much faster. They learn much faster. I mean, they can come in for 6 months and learn, you know, what we learn in 5 years or something like that, because it's in their ear already. They heard it growing up.
I was intimidated that the first time, you know, because they know better than us, because we have it, so we don't think it's important. But when you don't have it, somebody else, then, ooh, you know what I mean? But now we're far from it. We never heard of it. So we missed it and then start to learn.
In Java, the gamelan is played with a lot of decorum in grand palaces with marble floors. They take the instrument seriously in New York, too. But here, the sound of the gamelan is mixed with laughter.
And it's fun. It's fun.
For The World, I'm Alex Galifant, New York.
You can hear more global hits, more everything really, at our home online. That's theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for listening.